It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2089, recorded Thursday, April 23rd, 2026. Ice to meet you. This episode of the Giz Whiz Diggity has another What the Heck Is It? A quick way to hide your identity. I have a cooking gadget, or maybe just a kitchen gadget, and Moe's daughter also found a gadget. All next on the Giz Whiz!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing blue LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
And here he is. He will bump you up with gadgets. Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Diggy D?
I am doing good, sir. And you?
Doing good. Doing good myself.
Actually.
Yeah. Yeah. We were swapping stories before the episode, and
You showed a little video.
Yeah. I've been updating everybody kind of on Charlie, my dog, who had a surgery. Gosh, now it was almost a month ago, like 3 weeks ago, something like that. Right. He unfortunately is now a tripod dog, and I have a little video of him out and about in the neighborhood earlier. So there's Char Char.
No, they do well. The reason I know that is we were in the park with Charlie the other day, and a dog went by, and I said, oh, my God, that must be like Charlie. That dog is doing incredibly well.
Yeah. So, and compared to where he was, he had an issue with his paw, and it was something that he couldn't put any weight on it. It was constantly giving him pain. Like, it was a nonstop pain if anything bumped it, if he ever hit it, on top of the medications to mitigate, you know, infection and all sorts of other stuff that we were worried about. He is in a way better and happier place after the surgery. So it's been great.
That's great.
Been great. And he really is moving around. he's he'll hop from here to there.
Excellent.
Yeah. What else? Should we jump into some gadgets?
Absolutely. Sure. Let's take a look at gadget number one.
Here we are.
As I have explained in the past, I often buy things on Amazon based on what they look like in the ad. Ta-da! Oat tear 4-pack solar lanterns. Outdoor waterproof, upgraded. Are they going to be as dazzling in person? We'll find out. Oh, okay. Whoa. This looks good so far.
That's a lot of them.
Well,
wait a minute. How are they going
to... This is what I thought.
Dance.
How are they going to be flames all over the place?
How's that going to
Yeah, look wait a second. I think you might have to use your imagination, Tad.
Yes.
You know what?
I mean, individually, kind of they look nice.
Oh, okay. 800 milliamp rechargeable battery.
And with a set of four. I like it. It looks slick.
Quick look. Has to be solar powered, okay?
Yeah, it's looking, there's no charging port anywhere.
All right, you know what? We're going to have to wait until tomorrow and put them out side because there's no sign of life from this.
Oh! And then suddenly...
Oh, wait a minute. So they...
Oh, it can detect how dark it is.
That's what. Yes. When you hit it,
okay.
Put it all the way up.
That looks pretty good.
Into darkness.
That's not bad. Hmm. You know what? Let's walk in the bathroom in darkness.
You do look like.
Now how much would you
right out of colonial times.
Yes.
All right. So that looks good. Yeah. All right. Now I'm happy.
The British are coming. The British are coming.
Ooh. It was a dark and gloomy night. Suddenly there were bats everywhere. The children were terrified. The adults weren't there because they were so afraid they were already in the house. They were watching, they were listening to the Gizwiz.
Not that.
I like it.
Not that.
At first, I thought they weren't lighting, or the switch wasn't working, and they're not lighting here. But there's so much reflection from the monitors. But when it goes up under this little hood of the light with the light out, it glows. So I like this a lot. So it's an 800 milliamp battery. It takes 4 to 6 hours to charge it. This is in the sun, so down in Florida, this would be great. I'm looking on the sheet here. 10 to 12 hours of play time when it's charged. IP65 waterproof. So I believe that's jets of water, can't be submerged. Comes to about $9 each. And you can hang them, okay? There's a little clip here, or put it on a table. Like on a
I think this would be great in your backyard.
Yeah.
These are really nice.
They're already out there.
Yeah.
And the one thing to remember is they have no way to charge them other than solar. So, I don't
know. Or electric lights.
Or electric lights.
And,
yeah,
and electric lights.
How
yeah.
they came charged. In a sealed box. And rating wise, I wrote it down here, 4.5 out of 5 stars from 226 people. Okay, I'm going to bed now. I'm going to take my lantern and go up to the tower room. Oh, actually, I'm sleeping in the shed tonight. I got a great deal. It was just $500 a month. And it's so spacious. 4 by 6 feet.
That's New York for you. I like those. They don't look at all like the photos.
No,
false advertising there, but I still like what they make. I don't think it, you know, it doesn't really look, you know, who is it? Steven Toronto asked, does it look like flame?
No, not really.
But
it looks more like candlelight.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think the price dropped a little.
Did it? Let's see if the
when
button works
When I did it,
today.
It was $9 each. Oh, now they're down to $8.50 each.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's nice. Yeah, less than $10 each is, yeah. I think, a pretty good price.
But waterproof is nice, and they look great in the backyard.
Yeah, yeah. And I know there's no way to charge them, but it is a kind of nice to just, they're simply... solar only, you know. There is nothing else here you got to do or can do with them.
As it says in the little instruction sheet, turn it on, put it outside, and never have to worry about turning it off again.
Exactly. Set and forget. I also like the amount of ratings. 200 and something seems hard to fake. You know, I'm very aware of fake ratings. I feel like nowadays. Very cool. Very cool.
Okay, on to gadget number 2.
Do you ever buy something 7.5 years ago and then forget where you put it?
Oh, yeah.
I buy stuff 3 days ago and have no idea where I put it. Well, that's the case with this, okay? I suddenly realized I could use these devices here that you can use to block out info before you throw it in the trash. And I said, wait a minute, I did something like this. And I went through, it's not on my current website, I went back to my old website, and it was like 7.5 years ago I did it. And Even if I knew where it was, I'm sure it would be dried out by now. But I just did it as a demo, but had no need for it back then. But now I do. The reason is I reuse a lot of these Amazon bags for various things. And I take a magic marker and I cross out my address. I don't know. Just who knows where it's going to end up. And also Mo is digitizing all my old tapes, hundreds. And before I throw them out, I get a magic marker and cross out all the info. And then I remembered these and I said, you know, I'll buy them again and let me see if I can buy one that's different than the old ones. And I found something. This is a set, or you get two of them, okay? And what's nice is the little, they're different sizes. This is great, and this is another need, is when you throw out medicine.
Oh, yeah.
Prescription bottles.
You can obscure, oh, this is the name of the company, Nezio, N-E-Z-O. All right, so I can use the little one on here. So you want to reuse an envelope, and you don't want, oh, these are great. Yeah. All right. Boy, it just takes one or two. Okay. And for the videotapes. Boy, these are great. And then I guess I use the little one for side labels. I like these a lot. And I'll tell you another advantage of these.
You can use it as a deodorant. Does it look horrible?
You could add a mustache, you know, so instead funny. Of take one away.
I think I smelled that, and my I have all black under my arms. Oh, I'm using the wrong. Okay. So these are a fun way to block out info. Actually, the big one doesn't quite. Just the little one is better for these small things. The other thing that's nice about these, they come with four ink refills, okay?
Ah.
There's a little, not quite sure how you refill them, but you get four refills.
Absolutely no info on how to refill them.
Ink pads, $10, all right? And 4.4 stars, almost 3,500 people. So this is a great way to, did I do both my envelopes?
Yeah.
A great way to block out info for, you know, if there was, for some reason you didn't want the barcodes to show. It's a real easy way before you throw out a statement, even though you should spread them, to protect yourself from prying eyes.
I like it. I do remember the old one, and I like the new form factor of the tiny, tiny little stamp.
Yeah. I think Scooter X is saying for prescription bottles, the little stamp I think would be great.
Yeah. And I was hoping that maybe in the images they would show how you would refill this. Oh.
Oh wait. Oh.
I guess there's a cover. I think that's just. I'm so confused. Okay, refillable. Huh. A pool?
Oh, use 10 to 20 drops of ink.
Yeah, 10 to 15 drops of oil.
Oh, okay. Ink. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good to know. So it's where the roller is connected.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you found
that. Makes more sense. I would have thought that there was a reservoir in the handle. Yeah. I guess it's just in the roller itself. That's awesome.
Yeah.
There we go. Mystery.
And stick to the number they recommend, because some lady said she kept putting it in and then suddenly it started pouring out.
Yeah.
So
pools of ink are not fun. And
at all.
No.
Not at all.
That's cool. I like it. I like another confidential little roller.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Now, what the heck is it? And Either you'll know it or you'll be baffled.
Okay.
I when I saw it, I didn't know what it was.
How did Dennis do? Did he know?
No.
No? Okay.
Once I said, what is that? I said, I don't know what it is, but I have to buy it because it's a perfect what the heck is it? Neither one of us knew what it was.
We can't figure it out. Okay, okay, here we go.
Here it is.
What the heck is it? Bum, 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 bum. Probably that. Chat room, Chad.
I mean,
Dennis?
A prop?
It looks like Tammy Faye's eyeliner brush.
Yeah,
it brush. Is Tammy Faye's eyeliner brush, the travel size.
What could it be used
the
for?
The one she has at home is way bigger than this.
Is it
no, it's licorice on a stick.
Oh.
No.
A pool?
Who knew
toy?
That? I didn't know there was such a thing. It is the sidewalk
what?
Chalk brush.
Oh.
All right. A lot of people.
I never knew there was such a thing.
I don't know if they're using these in the park, but a lot of drawings in the park lately. It comes with
big drawings.
Three bags of chalk powder. All right, and so convenient. The writing on the side.
Oh gosh!
Fill a container of water. 110 milliliters of tap water. Stir the solution using one bag of powder. Dip your brush in the solution and draw your design on the pavement. All right, we'll get some water and we'll mix it up. And we're going to try and do it on a giant pad. If it doesn't work, we'll do something in the
bathroom. No pavement
and
was
we
included.
Have 110 milliliters yeah. of
sidewalk,
water.
Not included.
Millie was here, and she brought the water. Now we're snipping this open. Mm. And it says put the whole package in. And then Dennis, being an artist, said... Stir it with a magic marker. Wow. Wow,
I said, Dennis,
30 years.
What did you use it in your art shop?
Oh,
should I stir
oh,
with a magic
is,
marker?
Actually, this is very pretty.
Hmm? You got to turn to the pros.
Right, yes. That's what it looks like. That's... Okay. And now, boy, autographing this Mad Magazine.
Yeah. It could be very fast.
I don't think so.
What did you say it was, Dennis? Dan Madley. All right. What? This is just bizarre.
This is for kids 4 and up. That thing is a all little right. more than 2 feet long.
Body size okay. painting.
One. I don't know if it's stirred enough. Oh, that's kind of nice.
It made it turn out even better on concrete, too.
Well, we actually
did all do I know how to do in life. Yeah. Madly, M-A...
I mean, you can sort of. I mean, the brush is kind of ridiculous. But
yeah. D. L. Oh, wow.
Oh, Dennis is saying it's easy because you don't have
that's
to kneel down. Dick. You just.
Oh yeah.
A small yeah. kid can stand and paint the sidewalk.
All right.
I like that.
So now. I don't know.
Well, it has to dry.
It
chalk,
does say
right? yeah.
it does say that it will get darker as it dries. It actually almost looks like that's going to happen. Normally, I'm working on the railroad, but now we're working on the backyard.
Man, railroad's okay. looking great.
We saw our shed over there. Looks really nice. But now, look at the rest of the yard. Pretty nifty.
some plants are starting to come in.
Actually, some sort of weed, I think they're, I don't know.
Japanese knotwood.
They what?
Japanese knotwood, I think.
Japanese knotwood?
Knotwood, I think.
Oh, okay. They are. Imported from...
Japan.
Japan. Yeah.
The lantern right, so is hanging over there.
It's now 3 days later, okay, because we wanted to do it, and then it was 40 degrees, then it rained. Now it's going to be almost 70. So we're in the backyard. And I'm going to see what this is like painting on... We should be doing this in Riverside Park, but I don't want to get arrested. let's see.
Oh, actually, I am standing and doing it, so yeah.
This is kind of a rough patch kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? I guess kids would like doing this.
Yeah, you got to get on there thick.
Yeah. Marjan said my yard look opaque, says my all yard right. Looks so peaceful.
Well, it does. It really does. Okay. A little
and
sanctuary.
I wish we had... I don't know if the park, if the ground in the park is any smoother than this, but I mean, kids aren't going to be... Oh, my God.
Yeah, you have to be... It's like I've been... If you press down on the brush, it...
It looks more like a skull and... like a skull and crossbones than my logo. But I think kids will like this. And we'll find out if it washes off easily later in the day.
Okay, about an hour and a half has passed. It's kind of dried. It's not terribly warm today. And now the only other thing I want to see is how easy is it going to wash away? Oh, okay, that's going to be good. That's going to be very good. I know people out there are saying, oh my God, all that artwork. Wasted.
People were leaning out the window and said, don't destroy that.
It's the nature of chalk art, baby. It's the nature of chalk art. That's funny. I like that.
Yeah, it's five below. It was $5. And I didn't know there was such a thing because I thought, let me look on Amazon. So Amazon has a much smaller set, but it's the same kind of thing. You mix powder with water, and the one you see, you get six of them for $8.
Oh yeah,
but it's the same. Have you ever seen like anything like that before?
No, not really. Just normal chalk. Chalk.
Yeah.
This one, it looks like these are reservoirs. You stick them in the.
Oh, you put the water in it. Oh, that's better.
Yeah.
That's better.
Yeah.
Because as Dennis said, with this, you need to carry the bucket to the park.
Right.
Where this is a better way to go.
Yeah. Not the review. One review.
Oh,
just a review. Oh my God.
A review. Oh my God. Oh my gosh.
I like this though. I like the how thick you could kind of layer the water, the paint, and then it would dry like really thick. I really like that.
Yes.
That was pretty cool.
Hang on. Oh, you know what? It's still behind me. This is how the thing dried.
It turned out.
That we did on paper. Yeah.
The Madley looks really good in the red. That's great. Okay.
I mean, for the kind of drawing I do, $5 is quite a lot of money to spend for the art supplies, but I did it for the show.
Exactly. It's funny. Okay, with that, let's head into...
Oh, boy.
You don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's. Crappy Corner. Get it?
Okie dokie. This is honestly basically a what the heck is it? This is the whole gadget.
It is a what the heck is it?
This part does this, and then there's a little button on top to make that go back.
A cookie maker?
Down, no. It does have another part, so I guess this is everything. It has a few of these. These are lids.
It's not a...
There's a little thing on the bottom of them.
Why?
I recorded a video. The video's actually a little long, so let's jump right in. Hey, Diggy D, we are back at it with another cooking gadget, and today I'm a little nervous because technically we are not going to cook anything. We're just going to freeze things with this. This is an attachment for a KitchenAid mixer, and with this attachment, you'll be able to make your very own shaved ice or sorbet. So this will make these sort of desserts. How does it do it? It uses this attachment, which will go onto the KitchenAid, and then it comes with 8 of these molds. These are molds to put either ice in or, you know, water to make ice. I've already gone ahead and done this. I did this 2 days ago, actually. Put ice in these molds, and now these will go into the shaved ice attachment and shave some ice. It doesn't stop there, though, because in the instructions and online, you can not only just put ice in there, you can put other frozen things in there. So here is some, hard to read, but it says coffee. So we got some coffee. Okay, I decided to do some Diet Coke. We're going to experiment with that one. And then banana as a type of fruit or sorbet, and then just milk. I know that sounds strange, but there is like, you know, like you get shaved cream, basically. It's like ice cream, but shaved. Anyway, it does exist. So we're going to try that as well. Okay, so here is the mixer. Here is the shaved ice attachment. How does this work? Well, you have a blade down in this open trough. This is where the ice, the shaved ice will come out. This is going to attach here. This part you do need to pull out before you load in your ice, which we'll do in just a second. And then this also has a little button right on the top. So if you need to push that back in, you can. It'll snap back if you're not careful. And then this part actually detaches. It's kind of hard to do that when it's not on the KitchenAid. So we're gonna go ahead and add it to the KitchenAid. You just take this piece off. There's a little nubbin right there that has to fit into the KitchenAid, and that'll stop it from rotating around.
Add
this back in, just finger tight, just to make sure it doesn't fall out. And now this is actually easier to twist, and that is where you're gonna go ahead and put your ice cube. And then this is what's gonna turn, and there are some little teeth on there as well. And at the bottom of the mold, you'll notice that there's almost like, looks like a screw top, you know, like a Phillips head screwdriver would go right there. They do recommend that you take your ice out of the freezer about 10 minutes before you do all this. So that's one of the reasons I've had this laying on the counter and we're kind of waiting a little while, is so that this becomes a little bit easier, I assume, just to remove from the mold. The molds are really tough, hard plastic, okay? It was actually, they all come all stacked, you know, when they ship, and it was really difficult to get them to come apart. So be aware, this is like some really hard plastic here for these molds. I'm going to try to get one of the pucks out, and then we'll stick it on and see how this all works. Okay, I got my first puck out, and you can see that there's like that really cool cross hatch on the top of it. So we're going to leave that ice there. We're going to take our shaver and open that up. Then where that blade is where that kind of uneven surface is going to go. So we're going to throw that down in there with the screw top on the top. And then this gets added to... Okay, I need to make sure that this is pointed down. Otherwise, we won't be able to capture any of this. So I have a little bowl here to capture some of the shaved ice. Now that that's in there, we're going to hit this button. And that will push that spring. So now this is spring-loaded towards the mixer. And let's go ahead and turn it on. See, what we got to plug it in first. There we go. And now let's turn it on. See what happens. Oh, no. It's going.
Yeah, it seems to be working.
It's working. Yeah, I turned off the backlight so that you could see a little bit better, but we have shaved ice. I can turn up the speed a little bit. Oh, I guess we're done. Okay, well, there we go. Now we have our shaved ice. Inside, let me unplug this thing. I just am worried about that blade in there. So inside, we're going to open this up. This is what you're left with. So we're left with a really thin sort of puck of ice. It's just leftover, I guess. You could add it to the top if you really want to. Okay, there it is, finished. This is basically Kool-Aid, even though, so it's Propel. So there's no color to it, but there's some flavor in here. This is great flavor. So I'm just going to kind of pour it on top. There we go. I wish it was colored, but I just don't have anything here. And I'm going to grab a little spoonful of this and see what it's like. I'm actually really, really impressed with it. Okay, taste test live. Okay, so I was wondering what type of consistency it would be, and it's very much like some shaved ice is so thin and light. This really isn't that. It's nice. Impressive that I was able to do it here at the house, but it's not like snow or anything like that. It is a lot like a snow cone. Honestly, though, amazing. I was just curious what the texture would be like. It's a very snow cone texture, not like the nicest, softest, thin, you know, ice ever, but better than most snow cones, and impressive you were able to do it at the house. So this is just an ice cube shaved. Let's try some of the other flavors we have. Okay, next we are gonna try Diet Coke. Because these are in like frozen little pucks, it's actually quite simple to swap it out and get a new one. Let him start with this one. Ooh. I like the color. There we go. It lost a little bit of color, and we still have a little puck. Now, I noticed in their video, they like kind of broke it up and then like stuck it on top. I don't know. That doesn't look that appealing to me. But let's go ahead and just taste this really fast. It doesn't, like, it's okay. It's Diet Coke. It does feel watered down, but honestly, you know, I guess it's okay. Okay, this next one is coffee. Okay. Whoa. It does feel like I wish it had cream in it. Honestly, I wish it was ice coffee ice cream. It is coffee.
It's just like shaved
black
ice.
Coffee. Which is a little different. But honestly, I'm impressed with the flavor. Next, we're going to try milk. Oh, man. Okay, of shaved milk. Let's go ahead and try this one. It tastes too much like just milk. Honestly, it needs sugar. It needs things on top of it. So maybe some honey would be good on this. It is just milk. Like it is like the coldest glass of milk. I don't love that flavor, but it worked. We're saving what I hope is the best for last. Banana. Oh, interesting. This one looks like... Oh. Uh-oh. Where's it coming?
This was pieces of banana?
Yeah. We also have some banana down here in the bottom. So it didn't work quite as well.
So I basically took pieces of banana.
Test it out.
Put it in right and then shoved as hard like as I could, but I didn't really
push banana. It doesn't really look like it made a very good shaved ice experience. Mmm. By far the tastiest of the options so far. Although it's not quite a... It really does just feel like we just made like a roast beef sandwich type thing with banana. You know, where we just thin sliced the frozen banana. Maybe mush up the banana a little better before you stick it in the puck, maybe. You'd have to clean out, you know, a few things. It is a hand wash only. And there you go. So, homemade ice shaver, or ice shaver for the house. Back to you guys.
The banana.
Only that machine, right? Not a mix master or anything else.
Right. So you have to bring your own KitchenAid to the mix, basically. And any of those with this KitchenAid kind of attachment point.
Oh, okay.
You do need that. With the banana, I would suggest like fully mushing the banana. I basically kind of cut my banana and stuck it in there and then halfway mushed it. You know, I just made sure there was no air, but I would really mush up the banana because it was obvious that it was still like a slice of banana. But they suggest mango and all sorts of things like that.
You know, a bag of frozen fruit would be great. Mixed frozen fruit.
You'd have to like make sure, like maybe mix frozen fruit and like put ice around it too. Like you want to make the full puck has enough grip. Only $23. Got okay reviews. Oh my gosh, my cat just stepped on the keyboard to bring up the help menu.
Ben said, is that basically a slush? What is it?
Slushy.
A slushy?
A slushy would be a tad more liquid. You could almost make a slushy from it. This is really more like shaved ice, where you get the ice and then like you put stuff on top, you know?
Yeah.
Then you get it like at a fair or a carnival. It's dead accurate to that type of thing. My hope was, and what I was talking about, kind of the snow texture, my hope was that like there's a few shaved ice places that do like, gosh, what is it? Bahama, I don't know all the names of them, but they do a more premium shaved ice than this. This is a chunkier, it's a tad, you know, bigger flakes of ice, but it is way smaller than, say, like putting some ice in a blender or some of the other shaved ice things that we've seen, like really just kind of crush the ice a lot. And this one really does make a nice shaved ice experience. So,
Now, did you check with the place where you live? Can you set up a stand outside your apartment?
Maybe, possibly. Yeah, I think might be low regulation over here. Hawaiian shaved ice that Pack and W is saying, that type of thing. I don't know if you've ever had that. It is a different, nicer type of ice.
I never had that.
And then have it like, I think it's Japanese shaved ice. Is like I've seen that where it has a lot of milk flavors. So this type of shaved ice, a lot of the ice itself is milk. So that's why I was thinking that maybe the milk would be good, but it was really just cold milk, and that was it needs.
You should have put the milk in the coffee thing, and
that's what I'm thinking. It's together. Exactly. I need to make something a little bit more savory before it gets frozen. Otherwise, it just does taste a little bit watered down. Some cream, some sugar, you know, that just type of stuff would be better in it. Okay, with that, let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy, together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Okay, our email is from Mo, and he said it's kind of a gadget, but his daughter loves it. His daughter, Ariel, is 12, so she works at SpaceX, as most 12-year-olds. She found this. It's called Foldology, and the video will explain it all.
Hey, guys. I bring to you today not much of a techie item, but I'm going to call it like a STEM type of game.
Yeah.
I think it's great, especially for kids. Purchased this for my daughter. She's in her teenage years. And she has been doing one after another of these things, and she's really enjoying it. So I just wanted to share it with you and the listeners, the millions of listeners. This is what she's done so far.
Oh, wow.
You rip out a page. You rip out a page. This is what you get. And you have to figure out the correct fold so that you'll get the correct picture. So this is what she's gotten in her current folds.
Yeah,
the bunny one looks hard. Some of these look so difficult.
I actually like it very much. I tried to do one. I got a little stuck. My daughter had to help me, but she figured it out. Really,
that would be me.
My wife is trying her own hand at it. Now, it is Puma approved, as you can see. Since she doesn't have thumbs, she doesn't really know how to fold or play the game, but she enjoys laying on.
She likes the seahorses.
She likes walking on them. Yeah.
Puma? Puma?
Yeah. Man, it's just seen.
So my. She's almost got it.
That midway point was just crazy.
Because
these look so confusing.
These are the actual instructions.
Oh.
Boy, I don't think
my wife finished. That's great.
So the green ones need to be on the back. Interesting, that helps.
The fold
or the colored ones.
Ology. Folding challenge game. Pretty cool. I think it's a really nice idea for kids. Even for adults. Brain teaser. All right, I hope you liked the video. Thank you. Bye.
Dude, that is very cool.
Now you get 100 of them. Now Mo lucked in because he said he paid $10, but now on Amazon today they're $15.
Oh, wow.
But it is a book of 100.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
yeah, I think... kids would have a lot of fun with this.
Totally. I really like it's such a fun logic puzzle because I love that those are the back. So you can really, okay, that needs to be folded somewhere in the middle. Yeah, I mean, just, I could absolutely see having a ton of fun. Oh my gosh, yeah. You have to fold it inside out basically on this one. Holy moly.
Gosh, look at that.
Yeah. Yeah, this is great.
It is origami, right?
Basically,
no origami experience required.
Yeah, but it is. You're basically almost teaching yourself origami.
Yes,
you're
like just learning as you go. Yeah.
To figure out how to make it. That's very cool. I like that. And I think that it's, I mean, what is that, 15 cents a page? If it's $15 and you get 100 of them.
Oh, yeah, you get 100 of them.
You know, I mean, that's pretty, it's a pretty good deal. Yeah. I like it.
And also that there's a second version, and I noticed that if you want to buy the two versions together, it's $25. So it drops it down to $12.50 a puzzle book.
I see. Yeah. Foldology. Mm-hmm. Very cool. I could see them doing like IP. Oh yeah, here it is. 25 for two. I could see the Foldology Disney edition, you know.
Oh, yes, yes.
Disney images on it, stuff like that. Very cool. Okay, with that, let's move on to the letter.
Now, so Norris writes and says, Dickie D and Chad, this gadget would have been great for Chad's apartment space saving theme. It looks like something from the 1950s.
Oh my.
I have no need for this, but I want to buy it. Maybe when my grandson gets his own apartment, I'll get it for him. It's sent in by Norris.
Oh my.
And
God.
I don't know if you remember, Chad, in the satire I wrote for Snark Tank.
Yes, I do.
It had one of these type gadgets.
Yes.
And the panel is saying, I said, it makes breakfast in 45 seconds. And the panel says, the bacon's raw, the coffee's cold, the toast is burned, nothing tastes good. I said, yes, but it does it in 45 seconds. Anyway, I remember this gadget from years ago when we might have done it. It was $69, but it's great for an apartment.
Oh, yeah.
You can toast, you can make coffee, there's a grill on top.
I'm surprised it's great. It needs to do air fry. I wonder if it'll
make. Oh, I wonder.
And air fry.
Right.
Golly.
But notice that you can visit the Nostalgia Store.
Oh, get out of here. There.
And it brings back lots of gadgets and the colors that things used to be.
Oh, my. You can really color coordinate your whole kitchen.
Yes, exactly. Yes. The electric s'mores maker.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Wow.
Retro toasters.
Oh my.
Yeah. It's great.
This is the inexpensive version of what? There's another company that does this. I think it's called Smeg. Yeah, here
called
it is.
What? Called what?
Smeg. S-M-E-G, Smeg. Okay. They make apparel, or they make this stuff that looks old-fashioned, but this is the, like, I don't know, the equivalent, Yeti, or, you know, this is like a big brand name. They try to go after the biggest, you know, celebrities would buy these.
Oh,
type of
whoa! Wine. So these are going to be very pricey. Things.
Right, extremely pricey. I don't know why I can't click anything on their website. Nothing is clickable on their entire website for me. But
I think it senses that you can't afford it.
Maybe I needed to accept all the cookies before I could finally. And there I did. I needed to accept the cookies. Okay, so this 50s style line has refrigerators, I mean, like big appliances that'll all be in this retro style. And then, of course, all the small, I mean, look at all that stuff. So this is the top of the line. And then this is like, you know,
at the bottom of the line.
basically, it feels like that. Kind of feels like that. Like this thing, there's no way that it does any one of these things better than a standalone.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely right.
But it's all, I love it. I honestly love it.
I think it's going to use the a total 1500 watt plug.
You might need two plugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Holy moly. You must not be able to do all of it at once.
No, I'm sure you can. I'm sure you can.
Very cool. Yeah, and they have a whole line. That's very cool.
Anyway, Norris, that was a great find.
Yeah,
thank
that is
you.
Great. That is great. Thank you so much for sending that over. And big thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you so much for supporting us every single episode. You guys are incredible. Thank you so much for your support. If you like the GizWiz, please consider giving back at patreon.com/gizwiz. That's our Patreon page where you'll support us every time we make an episode.
Or you can head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv, click on the Patreon tab, and that'll also take you to our Patreon page on that banner. You can follow that, or there's also a link on that page for PayPal if you want to donate that way as well. However you support us, thank you so much for your support. Head on over to gizwiz.tv to watch the show live just about every Thursday, but coming up in this next month, we have quite a few Fridays instead. We have three of them coming up. So take a look at the website, and the schedule change will be posted right there at the top of the website. And while we're live, join the chat room and chat along with all of the fantastic folks in the chat room. They've been here all episode long, chatting and having a fantastic time. So I encourage you to join them. And all of our episodes are there after the fact on our website or on our YouTube page, Apple Podcasts. We're all over the internet. Head over to gizwiz.biz. That's Dickie D's website where he writes articles about every gadget that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a reminder or a link back to a gadget, head on over there. And while you're there, play What the Heck Is It? This is where you actually get to guess this entire gadget, and there's prizes available. You gotta guess the entire gadget. This is not just a piece or part of the gadget. This is the whole gadget. And I hate to give this one away, but this is a aerodynamic helmet for Olympic curling. This is a thing they developed in the 80s.
You get these one right after the other. Yeah, you just know what they are.
If you think you know what this is, get a guess on over at gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for clever, hilarious, or funny answers. So get a guess.
And you want to win because this is the late night edition.
So good.
Okay.
Signed by Dickie D himself. You want that one.
Yes, exactly. And I have the My Pillow Man ad in that issue.
It's pretty good.
Mike Lindell.
With that, we'll see you next week.
I'll be here.